Why shouldn't I use suicide attempts to send a message or get revenge? Be wary of what is driving you to consider suicide is sending a message to others. This is indeed often the case, especially in female suicide attempts. Your actions might be driven from anger, jealousy, hurt or revenge, rather than a true desire to end your life, in which case you're acting impulsively. You may have tried way too many times already to solve the conflicts or problems that cause you so much pain and suffering, or to change your almost unbearable life circumstances. You may feel that no one around you is really listening or willing to help you. Or maybe you have suffered a humiliating experience or experiences, for example your partner cheating on you, or your mother-in-law insulting or oppressing you all the time. Either way, now you are looking for a way to pay them back and make them suffer in return. You may be having thoughts such as, "Once I almost kill myself, once I die. They will be sorry for what they did to me. They will finally listen to what I am saying and see that I mean it. They will realize that I desperately need their help and support. They will love me the way I deserve it. They will be racked by guilt and beg my forgiveness. They will change their behavior." Unfortunately, most of the time, about 99.90% of the time, the expected never happens. Instead, should you survive, you will probably have to face even more repression and reproaches because you dishonored the family by your suicide attempt, or are now considered to be mentally insane. And should your suicide attempt by some mischance be successful, you will be dead anyway and therefore unable to see the impact it might have had on other people. You cannot enjoy the possible grief, ruefulness, or affection of others anymore when you are gone. Important: never use suicide attempts to send a message to others.